So today's topic, the answer is simple, love yourself, love your spirit, presented by Sonia Choquette, a revolutionary psychic, vibrational alchemist, healer, and teacher. She is the best-selling author of 8 books, The Psychic Pathway, Your Heart's Desire, The Wise Child, True Balance, Your Psychic Pathway to New Beginnings, Your Psychic Pathway to Joy, The Diary of a Psychic, Trust Your Vibes, and she has many audio versions to go with that as well. 17 countries. Sorry. Okay, sorry. And Sonia has also been a guest on ABC, NBC, CNN. Okay, there's going to go a whole another list here, so keep listening. The Wisdom Channel, WGN, New Women Magazine, New Age Magazine, the USA Today, Body, Mind, and Soul, the Chicago Tribune, and Crane's Chicago Business Journal. So please welcome Sonia Choquette.
Hi, everyone. Are you having a good experience so far? Okay, here's my question. How many of you have never seen me before? Yes. Okay, here's my second question. Are you ready? There's different kinds of teachers. We all come here in these beautiful symposiums because we each have a frequency. It's like a ray of light on the sun, and each ray has its own value and its own merit, and it's the synthesis of the rays that activate the soul in many levels. But my particular ray, my particular work, as she said, and all that other maybe not so important stuff, is I am an alchemist. So what that means is I shift vibration. I change vibration, and I help you vibrate and live at a higher frequency than the frequency that is dominating the planet right now. And I am the kind of teacher that my teacher was for me. So my teacher spoke to the most interested, receptive, willing, open part of me. And not to the parts of me that were hesitant, fearful, doubting. So I would like to first say that that's the part of this audience that I speak to. So fair enough? Okay. And also, I am a messenger. My work can only go as far as you're willing. So every single one of you has free will. And I invite you to use it fully by allowing the vibration and the frequency of this experience, this short divine appointment, to come together. And recognize that we are all here by intention on a soul level. Not one person in this room is here by accident, even if you did get shanghaied by your girlfriend or your wife or some significant other said, please come with me. At some point, you decided to show up. And that's the part that I am going to appeal to. This divine appointment mirrors us back and forth. I'm here to help you. You're here to help me because there is no other. There's just us. However, as a person of free will, you are free to choose however you respond. But it's important to know that though we have free will, what we choose affects the whole. And that there is no one that can choose without bringing the frequency to its level. So we can choose to go for the highest frequency, or you will be the one holding back. Now, it is my intention to play full out. And what I ask is that you meet me at that intention. For the next 90 minutes, we will create an experience. We will literally shift a vibration, and I'm asking you to just trust me and go with it for 90 minutes. And then after that, if it doesn't suit, if it doesn't work, if it doesn't resonate, forget it. We'll pretend we never met. I'll look this way, you look that way, and we'll be fine. But in the meantime, are you willing to do something different and play full out? Okay, that was about 20% of you. So what are the rest of you going to do? No, really, was that 100%? No, I mean, we're talking about vibration, right? Okay, so That was not 100% vibration. So with that, we're hardly going to get the boat out of the harbor. So I'll ask you again. Why not? You're here. Why not? Just give it a chance, give it a try, and then give it up if it doesn't work. Make sense? Okay. So in that regard, I have to say that working with me is an energetic and vibrational experience. So I have a few requirements. And the first and most important one is no notes. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a very important reason for that. And that is when you are writing notes, you're not present. And we both know that those notes, they go in the drawer. We know that. Besides, I was very thoughtful. I have notes written for you. They're called my books if you want them out there. Now, later, one day, whatever. But for now, let's just have the experience, okay? So, with that in mind, to change your vibration, you have to do something different. And to do something different could very well make you uncomfortable. My teachers taught me, unless you're uncomfortable, you're not learning. So, now that doesn't mean in danger. That's the mind has to know the difference. So I'm just asking, are you willing to be uncomfortable for 90 minutes? Yeah. Actually, we're probably down to 82 minutes right now. So, whew, okay. So do you want to play full out?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Take a breath. And feel the vibration of just saying yes. Now, we know some of you were faking out, but we'll catch up with you. And just feel the vibration. Now, I don't know about you, but I am pretty clear that having you been coming here, you are aware that there is a frequency on this planet. The vibration is changing. And it is getting very uncomfortable. And the things that we thought were solid are all of a sudden not so solid. And the relationships we thought were set in stone are all of a sudden buckling before our very eyes. And even our own identities that we so carefully crafted and we so methodically built, in many, many cases, all of a sudden doesn't even make sense anymore. And that vibration is becoming so apparent that even the dullest among us can no longer completely play dumb. We cannot really be unconscious. There is a frequency that is shifting. And it is actually accelerating. And it is, in fact, creating an experience, a vibration that feels urgent. And for some, it even feels like, oh my God, what's happening? I better know because it doesn't feel safe. That vibration causes us now to question everything going on in our lives. And it certainly gives us the accurate impression that the world is not necessarily the predictable world that we had even a year ago. Now that frequency, that vibration is starting to activate each of us to a higher level of intention and awareness. If you look up the definition of intuition, the first definition, and many people are surprised about this, is pay attention. Pay attention. And the second definition is to notice. To notice. So each of us individually is beginning to pay attention and notice that the resources that we have relied upon in the past, the perspective through which we have operated in the world, is no longer adequate for our true sense of comfort and confidence. We are at the threshold of a paradigm shift. And a paradigm shift just means point of view. It's the lens upon which we look out in the world. It's the window that we look out and we perceive our reality. It's shaking. That lens has operated predominantly on the collective agreement of a five-sensory frequency. A five-sensory frequency that basically says that, generally speaking, where our experience is pretty much defined and is pretty much expressed through the ego, the personal I, the personality I. And that ego frequency by its very nature, and you can tell always when you're in the ego frequency, by its very nature is me against you. And you scare me. So your life experience becomes immediately reduced to trying to manage and control your anxiety. And it looks like this in your physical body. You're looking and holding up your barriers and you're basically kind of holding your breath. And when people say, "How are you?" you say, "I'm fine." And it really is a syndrome that I call tight butt. Because you hold your breath, and you're clenching your butt, and you're afraid of anybody getting too close. And it takes the wiggle out of your walk, it takes the spark out, because when you are in an ego frequency, you will never be beautiful enough, you will never be intelligent enough, you will never be informed enough, you will never, ever, ever be bright enough, old enough, young enough, strong enough, evolved enough to feel safe. Ever. Ever. Because the frequency of the ego is finite like the body. And when the body dies, the ego personality goes with it. Breathe. That frequency, me against you, that paradigm, is the dominant frequency through which we all vibrate. But there is another paradigm, another frequency that's starting to eke out and break through and find its legs. And that is a frequency of the sixth sensory human consciousness. The sixth sensory human consciousness understands, not just intellectually, beyond language, beyond thought. It comprehends on the most organic fundamental level that we are spirit. The five sensory is roll to roll, but the sixth sensory is soul to soul. When you are in the sixth sensory frequency, you don't look at, you look into. And you connect to the frequency we share. You connect to the frequency that is shared with all of life. When you are in the sixth sensory frequency, your consciousness expands instead of contracts. That's one of the ways you can tell. When you are in the ego, the energy contracts. And you self-select out. I'm not like them. That's always an indication you are in ego frequency. Because in spirit, we know there's no them. There's no other. There's just us. Breathe. When you step into the sixth sensory frequency, you do not see the world in any way as other than opportunity to connect, to create, to expand, to heal, because the word healing means to become whole. So you call your pieces back and you begin to see your connection and pieces in the eyes of every single person you encounter ever. When you are in the sixth sensory frequency, you are always beautiful enough. You are perfect in your creation. When you are in the sixth sensory frequency, you are genius beyond what you'll ever know, because it drops in before you think. You are more expansive than you could ever imagine, because the spirit has no edges. And there's a whole constellation of energies that change. The first of fear subsides. You vibrate to spirit, the heart expands. When you're in spirit, anxiety goes down, and with anxiety, the ability to pay attention steps in. You begin to notice the subtle frequencies. You begin to notice beyond thought. It's just apparent, the divine connection, the secret connections, the pathways. So this connects to this, this connects to this. You see all the hidden relationships because your awareness is freed up. Intuition for so many people is this elusive sort of, you know, random experience that's delegated to the officially enlightened ones, but that is not the truth. It is simply the person who turns the light on in the dark. Everybody's crawling around in the dark. Have you ever been in a blackout? Have you ever been in a blackout in your own living room? And then you go, everybody, don't move. Be careful. And you're just inching across your own living room, and then you touch anything, it's like, oh! Well, that's what it is like when you are in the ego. You are crawling around, and then the sixth sensory comes in, it's like turning on the light. What are you doing? So we have to shift our perception, and we turn on two lights, a headlight and a heart light. And when you turn on these lights, all of a sudden, what seems so hard, impossible, not reality, becomes illuminated. That is what intuition is the inner light. Well, because your energy frees up, your ability to create steps in. You cannot create when you're in fear. I don't care how many poster boards you have. You cannot, because fear only creates more fear. You cannot. It's just like you cannot get on the internet with an AM radio. You cannot. And you're not going to outsmart it by talking to it. You have to change the vibration. Does that make sense? Of course. Now, in the five sensory world, when we reduce it to the physical body, me against you is called cancer. And this planet, as long as we remain in a collective agreement of five sensory energy, that is a cancer on this planet that is destroying and killing, for which there is only one cure. Go to your spirit. And that's why we're here today, because we are invited and we are here to remind each other that it is time to take that incredible transformational leap and give up control. This frequency has a vibration. This frequency that is coming in is incredibly powerful. In the 70s, there was a commercial that was very popular called Is It Real or Is It Memorex? Do you remember that? And for those of you who are too young, just Google it. Go on YouTube. You'll find it. And on it, there was like this pedestal. Just pretend this was a pedestal. And there was this crystal goblet that they put on the pedestal. And then all of a sudden you hear this song, this voice. But that voice was vibration. And when that vibration hit the goblet, it shook and it contracted. And the voice of there was Ella Fitzgerald, she kept the frequency and it shook and contracted more. And then she kept it on until finally, poof, breakthrough. It exploded apart. And what happened there is what is happening now. You see, when you put a higher vibration on any egoic pattern, what it does is what the ego always does. It contracts and tries to hold on to itself. But if you hold the vibration on and that contraction becomes tighter and it becomes tighter and it becomes tighter until there's no room to go. There's no more contraction and poof, breakthrough. And those contractions are the frequency that we feel now. We're trying to hold on to the familiar, hold on to the old, hold on to the paradigm of what makes us comfortable and gives us the illusion that we are in control from an ego place. But that higher frequency is unrelenting. That higher frequency, that vibration that is marching in with the new age, with the new consciousness, is going to cause that contracting to break through. So consequently, every bit of misery and every bit of suffering and every bit of collapsing that we are observing are simply the contractions of a new life insisting itself upon us, a new way that is bigger than we could ever control. It is bigger than we could ever manage. It is bigger than we could ever try in any way to believe we can stop. And so I'd like to introduce you to that frequency, because that frequency is marching in and we feel it, and it's big and it's time and it's coming for you. So breathe. Now I'm going to introduce that frequency through music and message. So,
the Divine Mother is awakening in all. She is here to heal all. She is here to heal you. Now.
It is a frequency that is not in the head. It is a frequency that comes up from the earth. And it's wrapping around all of us and reminding us of where we come from. And it's going to get you. Feel it. Breathe. It is a frequency. Breathe. Because you can't stop it. Just join it. So, feel it. And like the new paradigm, let the spirit move you. Let it move you. You can start little. And then you're going to feel it. And then you're going to follow it. One at a time, one at a time. Will you be the first or the last? First or the last? It's bigger than your brain. It's bigger than your control. It is the Divine Mother coming home to claim you. In your belly. Let it move you. It is the cure for tight butt. Woo! Move your shoulders. Move your hips. Move your belly, but most of all, move your thoughts.
Shakti.
Woo!
Shakti. Shakti.
Woo! Let it go. You run away if you fear the mother. Or you dive in. But you will not be left behind. You cannot run away. This is the energy that's coming in. Feel it. And you can stand and feel it bored. It's okay. You can stand and feel it afraid. That's okay too. You can stand and dance with it. That's the best. Woo! But if you can't surrender here, then nothing you're looking for will come to you. It will just be like window shopping. You watch it go by, but you don't feel it. So, you can just move one leg. Just move your head. You can even shake your head in awe and desperation. Where's my notebook? Get me out of here. you can accept that there is a new frequency moving in. Put it in your belly. Breathe. 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 A new frequency. Breathe and let the energy move you. Let the vibration shout and crack and break down all those egoic fears. Let it come through and touch you to the point you are out of control. Bigger than you. Bigger than us. Bigger than everything. Breakthrough. Okay, feel this vibration. Let's not waste it. This is the perfect condition to create. Feel it. It's clear. So what do you want to create next? Just tell the universe, surprise me. Breathe it in. When you get to this frequency as your new baseline, you are beginning to heal. Breathe it in. In the African tradition, the shamans will say, when did you lose your song? When did you lose your dance? Because that's when you lost your spirit. In Greece, they call it kephi, the spirit. Without that, life is simply playing building blocks that keep falling down. There's no glue to have things continue. So breathe. And then let out the breath with the heart. Ah. And then wake up the spirit by thumping. Ha! Okay, those of you who didn't do it, do it. And those of you who did it halfway, do it. Ha! Now everybody do it. Ha! Feel that breakthrough. Breathe. Have a seat. I am psychic. That means I have snake medicine. Snake medicine is when you've been bitten so many times you become immune. What I know and what I see to be true is that as I come in, my function is to bump up against that part of you that holds back. Bump up against a part of you that is under control. Bump up against a part of you that tries to manage it all. And those people in this room that just don't like me, that's a part of you that's ruining your life. Breathe. It's time to love, to wake up your spirit. The answer is simple. You know all those strategies, all those books and all those notes? Have they ever helped? For a moment, maybe a Band-Aid. But what if there was a time and a place in your frequency that you could be so present you weren't preparing in how to be tomorrow? Or you weren't trying to recover how you were yesterday. Now that's where we're going in this new frequency. That's the portal out. That's the window out. That's the door. And we're learning. We have to educate our intellects. And I will give you tools for that. But your intellect will never deliver you to a higher vibration. The best way to think about your intellect is like it's your pet. You know, in the tarot deck, the first card is the Fool, the eternal spirited traveler. And in his hand is a rose. That's desire. That's what helps you create. It's the fuel for creation. And in his back is a satchel. Those are the tools, your talents, your genius. And at his feet is a little white dog. The intellect, companion to the spirit. It's like, this is what Einstein said. The human spirit is a sacred gift. The rational mind, its faithful servant. But sadly, we've thrown away the gift. And we've become enslaved to the servant. That is not the way out. The way out is to train your little white dog to sit. And not poop all over your life. Not chew you up and spit you out every day. The way to the spirit begins with your breath. Breathe. Ah. Turn to the person next to you and share a breath. Ah. Now I want to share with you what that looks like from up here, okay? Because it's really fun. It looks like this. You know, one of the reasons why people are so afraid of the more intimate experience of living in spirit is because even the word psychic, you can't say that word, psychic. Even the most celebrated psychics among us go, because that word cuts through everything. And what that word means is, I see you. But what people need to realize is, and you're beautiful. If you could see what I see, if you could celebrate what there is about you that is true and authentic and real, and just realize the rest are just fractional illusions passing through, and really anchor that in your identity, not to know about it. The days of learning about it are over. Learning about it is when you read it and you write it and you study it and you think it and you even talk it. These are the days to live it, where you live it so much that you no longer think about it. You no longer talk about it. You just live it. That's when you've learned, when you just live with this unapologetic clarity. This unapologetic love of life, this unapologetic insight and wisdom and perception and confidence. That's what we're here for, to bring that in. So breathe. Ah. To know your spirit is the portal out. It's not one temperament of spirit, even though we are all one spirit. There are actually four temperaments in spirit. So let's just begin to reflect, well, what kind of a spirit am I? Now, the first type of spirit that there is a spirit that is very watery. The watery spirits are the sensitives of the universe. If you're a watery spirit, when someone's talking to you, you mouth their words with them, and you nod a lot. And when you're a watery spirit, you say, I feel your pain. And when you're a watery spirit, you think and dwell on other people's emotions. And when you meet them, you say, hi, how are you? Really? Fine. Watery spirits are the ones who invented Kleenex. They have a lot of it, they need a lot of it, and they hand out a lot of it. Because they're crying all the time because the waters move. They're the sensitives. And water spirits get into everything. They're into everybody's business all the time. They're the ones that run up and say, hi, let me Reiki you. It's like, no thanks. Let me read your toes while I have my boots on. Water spirits love large, but sometimes they evaporate. So maybe you're a water spirit. Or maybe your spirit is an earth spirit. Now the earth spirits are they're very practical. And they move very slow. And the earth spirits are the ones to check out the earth. They're the ones that make sure the door is locked. And they're the ones that say, do you have your keys? And they're the ones that say, who packed the lunch? We need lunch. They're the ones that are always looking for taking care of our earthiness. The earth spirits don't like a lot of change and movement. They want to be grounded and stable. So when you say, hurry, let's go, they're like, I'm going as fast as I can. Get off my butt. That's an earth spirit. They do not like to be disrupted. And if you are upset, a water spirit will put you in their lap and rock you and give you a bunch of Kleenex and tell you, oh, you beautiful baby. And an earth spirit will say, sit down. Better yet, lay down. Let me give you some cake. Because they just want to feed you and stop you from whatever it is you're doing. They just want to stop the vibration. So maybe you're an earth spirit. And you got to love that about yourself. Or maybe you're an air spirit. Now the air spirits, they love the information. Air spirits are the messengers. Did you hear that? Did you do that? They're the ones that love solution. So when you're an earth spirit, when you go to an earth spirit and you're miserable, they'll tell you to sit down. When you go to a water spirit, they'll say, I'll rock you. Here's some Kleenex. But an earth spirit will not even let you finish the problem. They'll say, this is what you should do. I'm going to tell you the answer. And they'll come out with like 14 books, which, of course, they have not read. I love them because they're the one that buys stacks of books and go, here, you need this, you need this. They're the ones that are on the iPod and the computer and the internet. They invented Facebook, Twitter. That's an earth spirit invention for sure. Did you hear? Did you hear? I didn't hear. What'd you hear? And they're always giving solution. They have no time. They have no, they have very little patience for a problem. They want to go right to the answer. Just let's get to the next. And they just overload you with information. They bring the new ideas to the old story. They like to talk, and they're the ones that had all those notebooks that I said, put the notes away. Sure. And then there are the fire spirits. Maybe you're a fire spirit. The fire spirits like fire, like to move. And when there's a problem, the fire spirit will say, put on your shoes, run, let's go. Stop, don't talk about it, do something. There are the fire under your butt. They're the ones that want to see an action. They're the ones in your life that want to see a change, anything, move something, move the earth, move the mind, move the water, just move. They are the ones that invented marathons. Whatever your problem is, just run away. Keep running. You'll get over it. And they're the ones, the fire, when the fire is too hot, they're the ones, have you ever heard the expression burnt out? They fry themselves because they're getting so, there's so much action. There's so much intensity. There is so much energy. So maybe you are a fire spirit. What do you think? And then you're sitting there going, mm-mm, nope, nope, not me at all. There is one more. They're called the etherics. They're the crazy makers. They're the ones that make us all crazy. They break all the rules. They don't listen. They're all over the place. And they cause a lot of anxiety. And then they go, you know, you've got a problem. You should probably see a therapist. And you're like, I gotta, you know. Boy, that's, I don't know about you. They're the ones, and even they have a beautiful function. Because when the crazy makers come in, it breaks up the old patterns. Everything you do does not work. So you have to create something new. They're the ones that started the self-help industry to begin with. Because trying to live them, we needed every instrument of insight we could find. So maybe you are a crazy maker. Most crazy makers would have no idea about that. Here's how you can tell. When you walk in a room, everyone runs away. Gotta go. I love them. All of our spirits. And so here's how it works. We work to create the elements that are missing. So if you're a water spirit and you're into everything, then perhaps you could use a little fire. One day, I'll give you just a good example. In my family, I have, what do you think I am?
Fire.
You think I'm earth? All right, everybody, let's get it going. Of course I'm fire. I'm a catalyst. But I have an earth daughter, just grounded. I have a watery daughter, so sensitive. I have an etheric husband who makes everybody crazy. I have my little air dog who's barking all the time. And then I'm the fire, so my husband's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then my daughter, who's an earth sign, is, I don't want to go. And then my water sign is going, why are we going? I need my blanket. And the dog is just barking and barking. And I'm like running out the door going, why? Where are we going? But I'm going. And then we all get in the car, we're like, aah! And then my etheric husband goes, okay, everybody, calm down. That is a typical interaction of the spirits. So we must begin to appreciate the kind of spirit we have. We just have to appreciate. If I'm an earth spirit, if you're an earth spirit, a fire spirit could probably get on your nerves pretty quick. Get off my butt. But if you're a water spirit, just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, you could probably use a little fire to say the movie is over. Change the channel. You see? So that's how you love your spirit, because you begin to see the nuances. So you no longer look at. You don't look at people. You don't fight in the head. You don't try to battle to the death. You begin to respect the frequencies and work with them. Because when you are in the spirited frequency, you see the spirit in everything. And you begin to choose correctly. So if you're stuck, then you have to look at what frequency is missing. You see what I mean? What's missing? If you are stuck in your life, you're channeling one frequency too much and you're missing another. Our goal is to become balanced. So if you're burnt out and fried and you're running in circles, maybe a little earth would serve you. And if nothing is happening in your life and you're bored to death, maybe we need a little fire under your butt, which I actually see is one of the most, of course, because I am fire, it might be a filter. But people need to move. Or maybe if you're stuck and you're stuck and you're stuck and you're pissed and you're angry and you've read all the books, maybe you need a little water to just feel what's going on right now. Expanding the frequencies. And once you expand the frequencies, you can begin to see that, oh my God, not just are we spirited frequencies, but everything in life is a spirited frequency. I'm actually feeling the consciousness of the earth. I am actually tuning into the energy of angels. It isn't something I talk about like chewing gum to look evolved. I am actually having an experience. I don't have to talk about it. We actually begin to feel the higher self drop in. And we begin to see when a crazy maker comes, it's because we have been way too long in the same orbit with no change. And it's time to move along. And so I'd like to just take a moment and ask you to get in groups of three and begin to tune in. What kind of a spirit am I generally channeling? This is a frequency that dominates, and which is the one that's missing? Which frequency, which vibratory energy of my spirit am I neglecting that is preventing me from manifesting? Because the truth is, you cannot manifest properly and effectively until all the frequencies converge, even the crazy maker, because that's what breaks the paradigm to say my consciousness will create, makes the whole world crazy. And that's the pattern we're shattering. So do you have enough crazy in you? Or are you just a little too controlled? Do you have enough fire in you? Or do you talk too much? Do you have enough water? Or do you hold your breath and you just don't feel anymore because you don't want to feel uncomfortable? Do you have enough air? Are you informed, not just taking other people's information, but actually being present enough to really register what is going on in front of you? These are the components of the higher paradigm. This is the expression of the evolved sixth sensory life. These are the tools that will bring about the kind of life shift. So you're no longer worrying about anything because you are being so joyfully and authentically yourself. So take a breath. Squeeze your butt. And then go, ha! Good, cough up the fur balls. Now, everybody, 3 minutes. And look at the person with you. What is that? Am I a frequency? Am I an earth? Are you a fire? Are you a water? Feel it and notice. And have a breath. Shh. Okay. Okay. Shh. First of all, feel the vibration. Everybody's in their spirit right now. Perfect conditions to create. This is a frequency that opens a portal to let things come in. So what do you want to create? Oh, by the way, that word's very annoying. Create pulls up fear. Create. Well, what if I do? What if I don't? So change it. What do you want to experience next? That word doesn't evoke fear. What would you like to experience next? Bring it in. And you might notice that you don't know, because when you're in the spirit, you're perfectly content in the moment. So surprise me. That's what the universe says. Surprise me, because what will come in from that portal of your spirit is better than you can imagine. So what you'll notice is we tend to be a bit combo. You know, we're not really one or the other, but here's the deal. We are intended to draw from the frequencies of all elements. That is the makeup of our divine vessel and expression. So we may lean towards certain frequencies and forget about certain frequencies. For example, I am very air fire. I am the messenger. I write the books. I get the fire under your butt. I get you moving. People are like, leave me alone. I gotta go. But I sometimes forget to be grounded. I actually went into Denver. I was in a workshop. I taught in Denver last spring. And I actually was in such a hurry to pack, I packed two different shoes, both for the same foot. So I was like loopy on that day, because I'm not grounded. So whatever is frequency is missing, that is very indicative of the imbalance going on in your energetic spirit. And that's why your life and manifestations aren't flowing. So, for example, let me see. I want to give you some examples, because you can actually see a visual of those frequencies. Blue, beautiful, gorgeous man in blue. Right there, who's pretending he's not seeing me, but there he says, smile. Yay, up you go. Hi, Blue.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Say hi to your peeps. Say hi, peeps. Say hi to Blue. Okay, now the first thing. What kind of a spirit do you think Blue is? Yeah. You know how you can tell? First he stands up slow, and this is so earth. Hi. That's an earth sign. That's an earth frequency. I would go to you in an emergency. You were the one that would watch my back. You were the one that would say nothing until it was all over. And then tell me, when I'm nice and quiet eating cake, that I might have thought about it differently before it happened. That is your beautiful frequency. And what frequency do you think you could maybe use a little more of?
Fire.
Fire. Maybe. Maybe some fire. I'll think about it. So whatever is missing in your life. So who in your life is your fire?
I think my wife is.
Is she there? Is she next to you?
No.
She left. She's the fire running around the place. But see, you rely on her. But if you pull that fire in, would you like to try?
Sure.
Up. Okay. Now, I'm just going to introduce a vibration to you. And then you do with that vibration whatever feels like it's got to do, okay? Now, he is demonstrating a slight case of tight butt. Do you notice? See? Visual aid. See? You got it. You know what I mean? Because this is how it looks. And if you turn him around, you'll see it's just a little pinch there. But he's grounded. Okay. So we're going to just demonstrate a transformation of energy and spirit. Ideally. So, okay. Help me, Shamrock. He's the fairy with the ball in his head over there.
Well, shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up, baby.
Good.
Never could be said by an earth spirit better. But here's the thing. At the first point, he was freaking. And then he was faking. But then the spirit got in, didn't it? And that's when everybody went crazy. Because that spirit is infectious and healing. You healed them, didn't he? Thank you. I mean it. Here's another thing. This is really important. Visual aid number two. This one won't be as scary. When you are in your five sensory ego consciousness, the eyes are a little dull and the face is flat. But when you're in the spirit, see that light and that smile? Always. Just a big light and the littlest bit of smile. There. That's your spirit. Now that spirit, that peace came back. You see, do you feel a little more whole? That peace came back. And with that peace, those poster boards you've been working on will take off. So you created the perfect conditions to create. So just breathe it in. And believe me, for this healing and the gift, universe will surprise you with something lovely. All my love. Thank you. Here we go. Thank you. And that's your gift. See, this is it. The intellect goes, oh, I'm bored. Give me information. But the spirit moves people. It moves the frequency. Do you feel that expansion? That's the frequency we are here to live in. And when we lose aspects and connection to parts of our spirit, we become incredibly compromised. And we become ineffective. We can't achieve because the intellect, though it will try to convince you, cannot create. And when you try to be spiritual, it's an intellectual concept. And it really is like watching the window, like window shopping. So whenever someone says, I'm spiritual, it's like, And don't you notice how some part of your energy just gets sucked out of you? When someone says, I'm spiritual, it's like, oh, well, aren't you special? You know, it's annoying. And you know why? Because you self-select out. When you self-select out, I am not you, you're in your head. You are in the wrong paradigm. So don't be spiritual, please. Be spirited. Bring the spirit in. Live from that frequency. Live from that frequency. Right here, beautiful, beautiful white on the end. She's like, me? Yes, come. Just come. Will you be my visual aid?
All right.
But we'll use her. Come be my visual aid. Say hi to your peeps.
Hello. Am I on?
Yes.
All right, I'm on.
Wave to your peeps.
Hi, peeps.
Peeps, wave to white. So what would you say is the frequency? Because when you develop your intuition, you just tune in. You just get it. Yes. Water.
They know me.
Yes. Here. Okay. See, you feel it. Now, I would go to her if I had a bad day. I would not go to an air sign. Yes. Come. Come. Come up here, Florence. Mother Teresa, MT. Come. Now, I'm going to teach you, water is beautiful, but too much water and you drown. Right?
Correct.
So I'm going to teach you how to pull in earth and air.
Awesome.
That would be helpful. Because without boundaries, water evaporates. And not only do you lose yourself, but you're in all of our hair, and we don't want you there. How are you? Is that true? Okay, so what bugs you the most? Tell the truth.
People that don't understand.
What?
That it's okay to be upset.
This is not an example. This is an intervention. Okay. Give me the name of one of those people.
One of my students.
Ah. Who?
Nick.
Okay. So what would you want to say to Nick?
I'd want to say to Nick to get a grip and get his life together.
Okay. So, stand up. This is Nick, everybody. This is the many faces of Nick.
All right.
Okay? Now, tell Nick what you decide. You can't tell Nick a dang thing about Nick.
All right.
See, one of the first things about water is you got to get back in your own container.
All right.
Okay, so get out of Nick's life.
I'm out of it. I'm in my life, totally. But I'm in my...
I don't think you have to be psychic to challenge that statement.
I don't think this is working.
Okay. What in your life isn't working? Nick is not your problem. He's just a good scapegoat. What is not really working?
What isn't working in my life?
Mm-hmm. For real.
For real.
Tell the truth. Tell the one you hide. Tell the one you hide all the time.
What's not working in my life is that there are people that have control of my future that I give my power to.
And name one.
The school board in my school district.
Oh, okay,
won't
good.
Give me a contract.
Okay, so what do you want to have happen?
I want the power struggle to end.
And how?
How can
you want them to agree with you?
No, I want both sides to find a compromise. That didn't work.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that we know we're going to have a mutually amicable, evolved, evolutionary conversation where we all understand each other? You're faking out water in a really poor way. Or that was air, rather. Okay, so what do you want? What do you want?
I want the issue settled. So
that's
I can
water.
Retire.
Get when you what you need is to get focused. That's fire. Get focused. What do you want?
What do I... I want a contract.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. You know, isn't that almost like, that's like a psychic colonic. It's like, oh, thank God. Let that go. Okay. So, this is the universe. The universe is neutral. The universe will help you when you decide. So what do you decide?
I decide that there is a contract.
Do you believe her?
Do you believe? There is too a contract.
Do you believe you?
Yes, I believe me.
Do you believe that? I don't. That's just drama. Let's just settle. That's what water does when it doesn't get it. Ah, I'm going to have a flood. Oh. No, get grounded. You need some earth.
All right.
You need some earth. What do you decide?
I decide that there is a contract. And it is right now. I thought there was.
Try it again. What do you decide?
I decide.
What do you decide?
I decide. I'm ready to let the issue go.
It's a healing. Screw it. Yeah. Okay. Really? See, water is so sensitive that any time it gets challenged, it evaporates and gets weepy. So take a breath and stay in your earth. Now look at your peeps. I'm going to give you another tool about creating. This is really important. Only the spirit creates. And one of the ways you can tell in your spirit is you have eye contact. When you look up and when you look down, you're in your head.
Okay.
So look at them.
All right. I got it.
Smile. Smile back. Okay, try it again. Now, get centered. A huge emotional outburst will not necessarily create what you want. You know that. You've tried that your whole life.
It is. That has not worked.
That
correct.
Just makes you look like a menopausal maniac. You just can't. I know. I've tried it too. Okay. Now, get grounded. Do you know what that means? It means be in the body and pull up your earth. Up, tight butt, tight butt.
There's a difference.
Breathe. That's the difference. Center. Go to the frequency of your spirit. The spirit doesn't fight with anything because there's no them. Connect with the spirit of life. And what do you decide?
I decide that there's a contract.
That's not a decide. That's a persuasive. Is there? There's an end of that sentence. Is there? Now, what do you decide? You're the decider. You are the creator of your life.
I have created.
Never mind yesterday.
Oh, all right.
What do you decide?
I've decided that.
Not decided. You're in past. Be present.
All right. There is a contract.
For?
For me. So that I can
too many words.
Tired.
Go back. Oh, well, there you go. You're faking it out with the contract. You want to retire.
I want to retire.
Well, there you go. That's the truth.
But I've got to have a contract.
Oh, no. That is you telling the universe how.
Oh.
You knock it off.
Okay.
Now what do you decide?
I decided to retire.
That's your truth. Look at it. There. See, that's real. There she is. Very grounded. Yes. So be it.
So be it.
So be it. It's done.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
And you tell the universe. Yes. And you tell the universe. You surprise me about the details.
Awesome. You surprise me about the details.
Okay. Shall we thank her? There you go. Woo! Okay, here's my point. We read the books. and we talk about it, but it is only this vibration that will actually, this is the sixth sensory vibration. This is a frequency. And this is the frequency that will achieve the things you want. And if you're not in this frequency, you will be frustrated. You'll be like looking in the window but can't get at it. Now, you can tell you're in this frequency because you stop thinking. You don't think. You're just here. And when you're in the head, you're in the future and the past. The future and the past and all those clever emotional strategies. If they just do this, then I'll do that. And if I do that, they'll do this. And they'll do, and why the hell won't they do this? Because I could do that because I really want to do this. No wonder you're exhausted. Okay? So another way, another reason you're not in this frequency is because we are containers that are very receptive to generic frequency. And the generic frequency of this planet is worse than the swine flu. It is an infection that will devastate and suck the joy out of every cell in your body. And that is called hosting fear. Hosting fear. Fear, you hold fear and you host it. You give it a home. That is a frequency that fills up your belly. And so what I would like to do is take a few minutes and, again, in the group, just start talking about the things that you host. I fear I'll scare you all away. I fear that no one will love me. I fear that my purpose will never be fulfilled. I fear that I will never be in the body that I want, doing the life that I want, with the lover that I want, having the abundance that I want, and looking good while I'm wanting it. I fear that. Did I cover it all? And I fear when I have it, they won't like me anymore. So what I want is for you to just be really clearly tune in. What do you host? You know, when you're little, well, at least when I was, maybe this was the case, but when I was little, my mother, when we would have company, she'd have us clean up the house, put everything away, bring out the best china, put on our best clothes, and get ready for company because company was coming. It was important. Well, when we host fear, you're like living in pig slop. And then spirit comes on the door and you go, yeah, what? And all that fear is toxic and sends your spirit running because your spirit doesn't want to be in that frequency. So if you take the fear and you just move it out, you don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to get over it. It is a frequency that you host. You don't have to get over it, get beyond it, get under it, get around it, dismantle it. Just don't host it. Okay? So let's take 4 or 5 minutes and just notice what you're hosting. What are you fearful of? Notice and say so out loud and be honest. Say the scariest one first. Okay. Shh. Shh. Okay. Feel your vibration. Now that you've expelled that frequency, just feel your vibration, and I want to tell you a big secret. This is a really, this is like, you know, the 100th secret to the secret to the secret? Well, this is the 101st. It is not fear that stops you. It is hiding fear that stops you. Because to hide fear takes all your energy. And then there's none left to be present. And if you're not present, you cannot create. So the way to dismantle fear is just name it. Ah, that's fear. That's not me. That's fear. My brain is dialing in on the frequency of fear. It is a tremendous frequency. I'm getting sucked into it. I'm getting infected. But there is a cure, and it's a great cure. It works. This is do you want the fiery cure? The instant antidote when you are being sucked into fear and doubting yourself, feeling your vibration going down the portal, and I'm melting. And your library of self-help is just, you can't quite reach it. And, oh, no, you know, and it's just over. and they're coming and they're going to see you. Okay, here it is. You just start naming it one at a time. I'm afraid of. I'm afraid I look stupid. I'm afraid I lost my moment. I'm afraid I blew it. I'm afraid they don't want me. I'm afraid. Just name it as fast as you can out loud. Out loud. Now I'm going to put a little fiery energy to that. And if you use this song every time you are fearful, you will be manifesting at the super psychic highway pace that'll blow the socks off of you. So everybody, are you ready? Okay. Nothing changes sitting down. Up we go. Think about all the things that are occupying you and that you are going to now put them out so that you are in the frequency. And by the way, this is the meaning of the first commandment. Thou shalt not have false gods. To hold your attention in a frequency, an idea, belief, an experience, an energy that is not your spirit. So here's the cure, the fun factor way. Are you ready, Shamrock?
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say you will.
Say it
now, baby.
Say
you will. Come on, come on. Say you will.
Hey, bud. This is the air. This is the earth spirit. Arguing back.
I feel love.
Looking right at you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Woman, I feel love.
It's a showdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Me or you, fear. It's me or you.
You've been so good to me.
So I
you
thought.
You make me want to shout. Lift up.
Feels afraid. Yeah! Woo! Laughter chases the devil away. Movement brings the spirit in. Laughter chases the devil away. The world of illusion. Movement. Do you know you can only dance if your spirit is in your body? Breathe. Bring some of that air spirit in. God, I didn't know I was going to get my aerobics in at this point. Perfect conditions to create. Tell the person next to you what you would like to experience next. And if you can't think of anything, what do you say? Surprise me. Okay, so our appointment is coming to an end. We had a good appointment, didn't we? Did you get your spirit back? Woo! Take but no more. AIHT, American Institute of Holistic Theology. Where's Beverly? She was in here. She donated these, brought these from the Institute. So let me give one of these to Blue, right here. Blue. Blue. Blue, what kind of a spirit is she? What do you think? What's blue? Wave blue. Air. You're a good teacher. That's what my spirit says. See, when you bring the elements in, you become psychic. You begin to see. Beautiful, handsome young man with the bright light right on his face. Up you go. The one that went like this. Look at this bright light of the future. Present. Present. What would you like to say, bright light?
I'm a broke spirit.
Yes.
I need a free book.
You get a free book, bright light. But you get more than a free book. All of a sudden, fear crosses his eyes. You go, shout. Okay, now I'm going to give you another present. One of the ways to bring your spirit in faster than ever is to share your gifts. So I'm going to give you this book, and I want you to give a present to someone, anyone in the room. This is from Bright Spirit in Me. Who would you like? Let your spirit decide. Trust your vibes. Doot, 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 doot. Air spirit here. Air spirit. Who is it? Got to figure it out. Which one? Air spirit. Put the fire under your butt. Yay! Who gets it?
This young lady back here.
Ah, beautiful one. Bright light to beautiful one. So that's one more way. One more way to change your vibration. Don't try to fix the pieces. Don't. That's like chasing Chinese roaches in a Chinese restaurant on Broadway. In New York City, at the holidays. It's like, what? Don't try to fix your life. Change the channel. Just change the frequency. Just change the frequency. Let it go. Just change and come to this frequency, and it will heal you. Handsome man with the beautiful hat. I got one more. Handsome man. Say hi to handsome man.
Hello.
What do we see here?
Chameleon.
Yeah, he might be an etheric crazy maker, but he's handsome man. Come, handsome man. And a beautiful artist, and you are to create. So tell us your next creation. What would you like to create next? What would you like to experience next?
Grace.
Now, what does that tell you about his spirit? Air. Air. Grace. Because grace is a vibration that works off of the mental frequency. And what would you like to contribute next? I think you created it. Here it is. You're a manifester. You shared it with everybody. Thank handsome man for the gift of grace. Yay! I could play and play and play all day because in my playground of spirit, there is no obstacle, only the sport of life. There is no broken dream, only a new one to emerge. There is no dead end, only a new journey to take. We have been seduced and we have been hypnotized into suffering, and we have been duped into believing that makes us profound. It is not even popular to feel good. If you say, I'm in grace and I'm having a good time, people go, really? And you get a dirty look and all the egos go marching this way with tight butt. So we are the new paradigm. And at some point, we have to decide, when is the day that I'm going to just change the channel? And I'm going to actually start trusting my spirit can actually create the life that my spirit wants to have. And every part of the spirit of my life, every good, every bad, all of it is just more fuel for me to work with in expressing my divine and most authentic self. We don't have to be perfect, just real. There's nothing to know. There's just more light to be. There's just more light to be. Quickly, I read this in Oprah magazine once. There was this guy who wrote an article about this airplane crash. And he was in the first class cabin. When he looked back, he saw a whole bunch of people who had died. And this was the extraordinary thing. Over some of them were these beautiful lights rising, but not over all of them. So the answer is simple. Shine your light. Feed your light. Live your light. Love your spirit, because that is the light. And when your spirit is home, you see it in your eyes, you see it in your smile, but you also begin to see beyond the illusionary world, the light in everything, the light in every way, in every person, in every path. And all of a sudden, the world doesn't any longer look like enemy. It looks like family. And every person becomes an ally. And every moment becomes an opportunity. And every day is a day to celebrate. And there's no thinking about it. Now that's the simple answer. Live your light. So our time is coming to an end. I just want to finish, for all of you who don't know me, to know me is to love me. I love you. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Here's the message. We have a divine appointment. We are the ones to change the vibration of this planet now, if we choose. We are the solution. We are the way, and we have the tools. And it's very, very simple. Love your spirit. Live your spirit. So for those of you who want to be more in touch with me, my website is Trust Your Vibes. I have a radio show every Wednesday on Hay House. It's from 12 to 2 to 3 Central. So that would be 1 to 2 this Midwest. HayHouseRadio.com or Trust Your Vibes. I have a website. I do personal consultations. You can get all that information. I teach classes in person, online, trainings. It's all there. So I'm not going to give you that now, but trust your vibes. And if nothing else, join my email newsletter, because we keep putting the tools every month out to love your life and live your spirit. So I want to end. I created a song, and I had some beautiful musicians help me. And this song is the song that I believe should be the national anthem for the sixth sensory paradigm. So I think you'll enjoy it. I hope so, because nobody's heard it before. You're my very first. So you are the initiational group of the song that I hope to take around the world and will make available on my website in 2 weeks. So Shamrock, you want to bring that up and help me? Thank my fairy over here, Shamrock. Okay. So here's Here is because to think it, to write it, to talk it is one vibration. But to sing it and dance it is to really live it and really express it as a frequency learned.